The BBC presents My Music. A musical panel game devised by Edward J. Mason and Tony Schreier. And here's Steve Race to introduce the teams.
Hello and welcome to another edition of My Music, the programme which cheers you up by reminding you how much you know about music of all kinds. Unlike our contestants, who remain today, as always, are on the one hand, David Franklin and Frank Muir, versus, on the other, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norden. Round the first, then, classical music. And I want, please, the title and the composer. They're all famous works, but we may not be playing the best-known bit. Two marks at stake, beginning with David Franklin. I could tell from that gesture, David, that you know.
Yes, it's known to music lovers all over the world as the Two Lovely Black Eyes Symphony by Haydn.
Rhyming slang for...
Oh, what a surprise.
Yes, thank you. Oh, yes, I see, yes. And we move on to some music for Dennis Norden.
What's the best known bit? That is Rachmaninoff's Prelude. Rachmaninoff's Prelude by Rachmaninoff.
Yes, he called it his Prelude by Rachmaninoff, didn't he?
He did. He did. He wasn't going to write it under any alias or pen name.
And he, if consulted, would have told you it was in C-sharp minor. Yes, you've got a mark for the title, a mark for the composer. Ian, your turn.
Well, they could have played the whole of it, and I don't think I could have given you the answer. It's a piano piece.
Yes, well done.
It's fairly 19th century.
Yes, fairly, yes.
Any good having a go at Chopin?
Not really.
Not really, no. I don't think it would be. Schubert?
No, I'm sorry. Beethoven. I can't give you any marks here.
No, indeed. No, I wouldn't ask for any.
Well, it was in fact the second movement, as opposed to the well-known first movement of the Moonlight Sonata. Better luck next time. Frank Muir's turn.
Yes. Edward.
Edward is right.
Elgar.
Yes, you can say German, weren't you?
Edward Elgar.
Yes, one mark.
Pomp and Circumstance.
Yes.
Mark.
And it was about to become, when we cut it off.
It was about to become much more musical than it was. Much more tuneful.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. You get a mark for Elgar and a mark for...
Land of Hope and Glory. The song version is known as.
Mm. Yes. Fair enough. And the next round. For some reason or other, most of the musical terms we use seem to be in Italian or German, like crescendo or con amore or lieder. One of my favourites, I might say, from a musical dictionary is hervorgehoben, which means forth heaved. For two marks, David Franklin, what is Bebung?
Well, I'll not muck about. I'll not make a lot of wild guesses. I'll just confess to you straight away that I know what this means.
You will.
It comes from the verb beben, which means to shiver. And Bebung is the noun from the verb. It means a shivering, a quivering, therefore a tremolo.
Marvellous. Two marks. Dennis Norden, what does a cappella mean?
It's Italian.
Yes, yes.
And it means to do it without anybody accompanying you, which is always a very big moment in a little boy's life. It means to sing without having a cappella is actually Italian for chapel,
yeah,
which is a well-known song publisher. It means to sing unaccompanied, doesn't it?
Yes, in the style of church music without accompaniment. Two marks, and thank you. Ian, what do you understand by the expression con garbo?
Yes.
Could be Italian for with your clothes on.
Dennis has been very helpful there. I imagine it means singing it or playing with some ornamentation, perhaps.
Very nearly right. Okay. Con means...
with.
Ah, yes, good.
I know me Italian. Except for garbo.
I give you one mark for knowing what con means. Con garbo means with elegance or gracefully.
And I think we were pretty near, you know.
I do indeed, and I think I've been generous. Frank, what's a tucket?
A tucket? Well, it's what you get in exchange for your fare on a Glasgow tram.
Probably it's, is.
Yes. Or we have or.
Or.
Yeah. Or B. It's a fanfare on instruments.
Yes.
What instruments?
Marvellous. Two marks.
Mainly brass.
Oh, mainly brass instruments.
Yes, a flourish or fanfare. Two marks. Next round. Nursery rhymes.
Yeah. Better than opera.
I'm not asking you to sing, not yet anyway. Merely to give the title, please, for two marks, David.
Oh, 4-and-20 Blackbirds.
No, that's not the title.
The Queen was in the parlour. No,
that's not the title.
The King was in the counting house.
The King was in the counting house.
That's not the title.
The birds were in the pie. The pie was in the oven.
How many titles do you want?
The right one, that's all.
Haven't we given it to you?
In E flat
minor. Sing a song of sixpence.
Ah, for half a mark out of two. The last ditch attempt, yes.
For half a mark out of two?
Yes, I should have went for the entire lyric of the song.
Sing a song for foot me up, early.
Bang goes our lead.
Yes. Dennis, here's your nursery rhyme. Title, please.
All the hills have a great way up. The wind shall blow my top top
off. Oh, that was exciting. Over the hills.
It was the Whistler's mother-in-law.
A bit of electronic stuff going on. Over the hills. There is a nursery rhyme with over. I got over the hills.
Over the hills and far away.
I didn't get far. Over the hills and away he run. Now who? Tom the Piper's son.
Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much. You're well worked out. Two.
It's almost shaming to get applauded for Tom the Piper. And there's stony silence for Beethoven. And honestly. Yeah.
I think Ian's is even more trivial. We'll see, anyway, if he can get it. Here's Ian's.
She took a clean dish to get him some tripe, but when she got back, he was smoking a pipe.
Susanna's secret.
Something about a dog was smoking the pipe, I remember.
Yeah? Well.
Yes.
Maybe so. But, not in the title.
No. You're smoking.
I think there's an imitation of a dog smoking a pipe.
Oh, I could do better than that. Don't know.
I think you don't know. Does anybody in the audience know, please? Thank you, old Mother Hubbard is right, yes.
Really?
Oh. Girl in the third row. I thought that was right.
I know when I was very young, I was nearly expelled from my kindergarten school because my grandfather taught me a version of that which was quite different. It went...
Did it?
Old Mother Hubbard, she went to the cupboard for something to quench her thirst. When she got there, the cupboard was bare, for her old man had been there first. Nothing about a dog smoking a pipe in that one.
Well, no marks, I'm afraid. Let's see how Frank gets on.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
I wasn't paying any attention, was I?
You don't want to hear it again.
I couldn't hear. My
fair lady, and then an explosion and some bubbling. Note the bubbling.
London Bridge is falling down.
Yes, well worked out. Well good done. Too much. On the subject of opera, our panellists are rather strong. David and Ian, with eminent operatic careers to back them up. Frank and Dennis, who are familiar with the whole operatic repertoire from Madame Butterfly to One Fine Day. Well, now, thinking for the moment of the stories of operas, there's usually some kind of a love interest. For 2 marks, then, simply complete the operatic couple. David Franklin, then. Marenka and...
Yannick.
Thank you. From...
Bart Bride.
Yes, that's right. For
Yannick,
2 marks. Thank you very much. Dennis, Carmen and...
I was going to say that there was another story where Carmen married this gentleman called Cohen, and she didn't know whether she was Carmen or Cohen. which has given Ian time to write it down, not once, but twice. Once, as it's spelled, the second phonetically. On top it says Jose, and underneath it says hose.
Yes. Yes, Don. The Don. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Don was his first name.
Yes, Donald.
Don Jose. Yes. 2 marks. Ian, Violetta and...
Oh, and the opera is Traviata.
Mm-hmm.
Germont. The young one. Alfredo.
Ah. Gets better as you go along, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes. I remember his father was called Germont, and so he presumably was also Germont.
Yes, a nice point. You did say it. Alfredo is what I've got down here, and that's what I'm giving you 2 marks for.
Thank you.
Okay. Frank, Figaro and...
Figaret.
Susanna.
Figaro and Susanna. Well, that's...
The Mount, yes.
It's another opera called Susanna's Secret, but let's go into that.
Susanna, we're reliably informed.
Yes.
From the East.
In which opera, for the benefit of...
Well, either The Marriage Of or The Barber Of.
Depends Barber on of Figaro.
By the Marriage Susanna. Of Seville.
Yes, The Marriage of Seville. By Susanna Rossini, yes. Marriage of, just in case people start writing to me, Marriage of Figaro by Mozart. Questions about musical personalities. David, Sir Henry Bishop became famous for composing one particular song. What was it called?
The Lark.
I'm going to ask for a real world favourite. I mean, he wrote a number of good things, but one absolute super world-class immortal...
Are you referring to Home Sweet Home?
Yes, I am indeed. 2 marks there, anyway. Dennis, Gilbert and Sullivan were, in fact, William S. Gilbert and Arthur S. Sullivan. What did their S's stand for? A mark for each.
Well, it was William Schwenk Gilbert.
Well done.
Right?
Yes. I just said, well done. Yes.
I would have said Schwenk.
You're on your own Schwenk here.
I'm lucky to have said Schwenk. Yes, no, I'll say Schwenk. And Arthur S. S actually stood for string, which is why he wrote The Lost Chord. S, it could be anything. Sydney. It wouldn't be Sylvia.
Shelley.
Shelley. Arthur Shelley Sullivan.
You could nip smartly through Henry VIII's wives might be a help.
That's a strange injunction. Do you know, every wife has gone on my head. Every one of them.
Anne Boleyn. Anne Boleyn. No good. Catherine of Aragon. Anne of Cleves. That's three.
The audience is way ahead of you. Huh?
Seymour. Jane Seymour.
Whatever made you say that?
Yes. There was a sibilance in the audience. Yeah.
One and a half, I think, would be fine out of two there. Ian. These are the original names of a couple of famous musical people. How do we now know them? One and two. Number one, Ernst Seifert.
Not Richard Tauber.
Yes, Richard Tauber. And your second one, for your second mark, Maria Kaloyeropoulou. Well,
that sounds like rather an easier one if it's Maria Callas.
Maria Callas, right. Two marks to Ian. Frank. There's a one-word musical link between West Side Story and The Magnificent Seven. What is it? West Side Story.
West Side Story is composed by Leonard Bernstein.
Yes.
Bernstein was the
Bernstein was the name in common. You see. Two marks. Music from films. One mark for the title of the film, and another two marks for the names of two stars in that film. David, you first.
Times.
Yes, that's right, David.
The film is... the star is Charlie Chaplin.
And another star, please.
And another star. What? The little boy.
George Goddard.
George Goddard.
Paulette Goddard.
Paulette Goddard.
All right. Yes. Nice to do it without any help from Frank, wasn't it? One, two, three marks for David. Dennis, from which film did this tune come before it underwent this particular form of the arranger's art?
Hi, Lily, high low, or yes. Nearly. Hi, nearly, high Lily, high low, that was.
Yes.
And it came from a film called Lily, which had Leslie Caron and Mel Ferrer.
Yes. Would you essay a French gentleman, too, for...
Yes, Jean-Pierre Aumont.
That's right, yes. You have your three marks anyway. Very good. Ian, your turn.
Result of a magnificent collaboration, we've decided that there is Island in the Sun.
Yes.
Belafonte and James Mason.
Yes. Three marks. Frank Miller's turn. Curious guitar effect rather dates it, as a matter of interest. Gives a rather precise dating to it. You don't know, do you?
Just to you. It's a Western.
Yes,
it's a
very superior Western, I'll give you that.
Shane.
Yes, yeah. Shane was right for a month.
There's a lyric written to it.
Yes.
You want the name of one of the stars of Shane? Alan Ladd.
3 months. Well done. That was the voice of our movie correspondent, David. We come now to the round that you've all been waiting for. Certainly, our keyboard men, Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, have been waiting for it. Browning, you remember, once wrote, "My heart leaps when I hear great singing." So what happens now is that Graham plays the beginning of a well-known tune. When he stops, you continue. One mark for the right words, another for the right tune, and a third mark for not going back, as one instinctively does, to the start of the song. David Franklin.
What shall we do with a drunken sailor early in the morning? Hooray, and up she rises, hooray. Wait a minute. There's a point here. There's a point of critical interest. Who is this she? What's she doing there?
Rising.
With the drunken sailor early in the morning. You see, and all the way through, put him in the scuppers with a hosepipe over him, put him in the scuppers with a hosepipe over him, put him in the scuppers with a hosepipe over him, early in the morning. And once again, hooray, and up she rises, hooray, and up she rises, hooray, and up she rises, early in the morning.
Didn't penetrate your vile mind, it might be the boat.
You get your 3 marks, David. Very good. What should we do with Duncan Sailor? 3 marks. Dennis, here's your song.
Every bird's doing it, doing it, doing it. See that ragtime... I'm going to do it! I'm too high. See that ragtime couple over there. Watch them shake their shoulders in the air. How's it going? Just money, I declare. It's a bear, it's a bear, it's a bear. Oh, yeah. Everybody's doing it.
Doing what turkey drop.
Everybody's doing it. Doing it, doing it. Hear that music clutching your heart. Watch that trombone busting apart. Come on and let us start. Everybody's doing it. Hooray. And up she
Dennis, would you rather have 3 marks or a mark for each key you went to?
Well, I've got one for the stalls, one for the circuit, one for the top shelf.
All right, 3 marks it is.
Well, it's a special arrangement.
Yeah.
It was indeed. They always are. Ian, your turn.
Het would break in twa. Should ye ne'er come back again, will ye no' come back again? Will ye no' come back again? Better loody canna be. Will ye no' come back?
Yeah, but you could only do it in one key, couldn't you?
Yes. 1 week, Ian, we're going to get rid of all these others and just have you singing songs. And jolly nice, too, for 3 marks. Thank you.
You always get three.
Well, as they say in the trade, follow that. And here is Frank Muir to sing a song for us.
A charming introduction.
Tommy's pig fag bang do do da do da day. I'm going to talk with my hat bashing. Do da do da. I'm going away with a buggy full of tin. Do da do da day.
Going to run all night. Going to run all day. I work my money on the bobtail neck. Somebody better than me.
And I'm afraid that's where we end our My Music for this week. The final score, I see, is a victory by 2.5 marks for David Franklin and Frank Muir. Goodbye. Thank you.
Taking part in My Music were David Franklin, Frank Muir, Dennis Norden, and Ian Wallace. At the keyboards were Graham Daly and Bernard Chin, and the chairman was Steve Race. The question questions were compiled by Edward J. Mason, and the program was produced in London by Tony Schreier.